good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Hidney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Carnegie, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Negative Risk Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. My name is Wakunjahare, a Ho-Chunk name, and we talk about Native issues and events and things affecting Turtle Island and Native people all over the country. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. They're located at 700 Nicollet Mall in Minneapolis. Come on down and buy your Christmas gifts and stocking stuffers.
Awesome. Hey, you know, we also got a new sponsor, Align Energy, and the tagline for that is Align Energy, Power and Beyond. And we have a guest that's going to talk about how we can save energy in our homes, and we're really excited to do that, Wendy and Ogama. So without any further ado, I know Ogama there is ready for the news. She's probably hardly doing anything today, just relaxing, as I called her earlier today. Yeah, like,
just what does that word even mean, relaxing?
I know, I'm just giving her a hard time. I just wanted to see the expression on her face here on Facebook Live and YouTube. You guys can all catch us there. But hey, without any further ado, let's go to Ogama with the news.
Hey, Ani Bujo, everybody. I'm Ogama Ganuikwe with Native Roots Radio. I am seeing people tuning in from all over Turtle Island. We've got Vegas, New York City, Arizona, Illinois. Wherever you are, I'm going to ask you today to hit that share button. Hit that share button for YouTube, Facebook. I believe we're live on Instagram as well. Wherever you are, make sure that you are sharing Native Roots Radio out with your family and friends. We really like it when we hear from people all over. It's really fantastic, actually, to see so many different people. As always, I like to start with some water protector news in the front lines against Line 3. I mentioned it the last couple of days, December 19th from 12 to 6 p.m. at 788 East 7th Street in St. Paul. The International Indigenous Youth Council and Indigenous Roots will be having a holiday bazaar, and it is to support water protectors and land defenders on the front lines of Line 3. They're going to have healing, spoken word, and Native and BIPOC vendors. You can come support the front lines by buying a holiday gift. Coming up on December 14th, which is coming up here, I believe that is next Tuesday, is the North and South to Stop Line 3 and Defend the Gulf Nationwide. Basically what it is on December 14th, it'll be exactly 1 year after the start of direct actions to stop construction of the Line 3 pipeline. And they are calling on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to order a federal environmental impact statement, which we know did not happen for the Line 3 pipeline. And an environmental impact statement is really important because that determines, you know, what the level of damage to the environment around a huge project like Line 3 could be. And the Federal Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, had not been done. And it's a problem because there was a frack out, there was an aquifer breach and another frack out, and Enbridge rushed construction of the Line 3 pipeline. They said it was going to take up to 2 years. They got it completed in just a little over 10 months, but they damaged an aquifer and did irreparable damage, including being fined $3.32 million for failure to follow environmental laws, and were referred by the state for criminal prosecution. I mean, this project really is not, even though it's supposedly completed, does not mean that the fight against it is over. So find out how to get involved to Stop Line 3. They are picketing all the Army Corps of Engineers offices. So if you go to actionnetwork.org and check under their event campaigns tab, you can find the National Day of Action to Stop Line 3, and that will point out all over the U.S. and actually in a couple of other countries too, where the Army Corps of Engineer offices are. In the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, the Army Corps of Engineers office is at 180 405th Street East in St. Paul. And on Tuesday, December 14th at 5 p.m., there will be picketing there. In environmental news, it's actually a little bit nuts, but the Biden administration is actually approving drilling permits at a faster rate than the Trump administration. Data that was analyzed by the advocacy group Public Citizen found that the Bureau of Land Management indicated that in 2021, their agency had approved drilling permits at an average of about 336 per month. By contrast, the monthly average during the Trump administration at this point during the Trump administration was only 245. So it's kind of crazy that we're looking at this president who's claiming to be a climate president, and yet these drilling permits are coming in much, much faster. The rate of approvals is so far below the 2020 high watermark of 452 per month, and this is from thehill.com. But they believe that much of that is due to the period between the end of 2020's election season and Biden's inauguration, when oil and gas companies, anticipating increased regulation, had stockpiled leases. So there was kind of a lull there, but not because Biden wasn't approving them, but because the oil and gas companies had assumed that he wouldn't. On a state-by-state basis, the Bureau of Land Management had issued 2,994 public lands drilling permits in New Mexico alone, but the most productive oil state in 2020, and it was the most productive oil state in 2020, and the Biden administration's figure for the state still exceeded that of the last 3 years, 4 years, excuse me, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020. So, and that's really similar across the other six most productive oil states, which are New Mexico, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, North Dakota, and California. So all of these states are facing some pretty serious drilling issues coming in from the Biden administration, which is just deeply saddening to me. In Native news, the associate professor of Montana State University's Department of American Indian Studies, his name is Leo Kilsback, has won the Western History Association's 2021 Donald Fixico Book Award, and he won it for his two-volume history of the Cheyenne Nation. So congratulations to the Cheyenne Nation and to Mr. Professor Leo Kilsback on winning this award. It is really, really exciting to see that Fixico Book Award is going to a book on the field of American Indian Canadian First Nations history. And this is the second major award for Kilsback and his two books, which are A Sacred People, Indigenous Governments, Governance, Traditional Leadership, and the Warriors of the Cheyenne Nation, and his second novel, a book, A Sovereign People, Indigenous Nationhood, Traditional Law, and Covenants of the Cheyenne Nation. The books were published in 2020, and earlier this year he received the award, so that's really exciting. And then on world news, our relatives, the Wabalbora people in Australia, are receiving land back. They received a title as native title holders, formally recognized as native title holders, for an area covering 567 square kilometers in the islands off of the coast of Australia, which they were forcibly removed from. It's going to cover Wapa, which is also known as Great Keppel Island, and Konomi, which is North Keppel. There's about 13 islands in total that are part of this, and it's really exciting. The people there are really, really grateful and excited to be recognized as the title holders of this land. I think that's really important. So congratulations to them, and some good news in the world as well. Robert, how are you feeling for halfway through the week here?
Busy. Well, Pinigigi Ogama for the news, and we're really excited for our next guest. We see she's just pulled in here. So you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I want to say Pinigigi to Ogama with the news. And, it's just you don't hear this news anywhere else. We're in Chicago, we're in Madison, we're in the Twin Cities, and all over Turtle Island. So we really appreciate you, Ogama. It's news you don't hear anywhere else. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Be my way, be my way. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm getting my COVID vaccine. If you're between 5 and 11 years old, you can get vaccinated too. Getting the jab might seem a little scary, but there is lots of good reasons to do it. You'll be protected from COVID, and you'll be less likely to spread it to people like family and friends. Have your parents find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are the Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. This portion is brought to you by Alliant Energy, and we are really excited to have, and let me help me out, Griselda, am I saying your name right? Because I'm famous here in the last 4 years of being on the radio of destroying everybody's name, but they still come back to the show. Could you introduce yourself and your title, and we have some fun things to talk about.
Absolutely. No, you did a great job, Robert. I'm Griselda Aldrete, Director of Stakeholder Engagement for Alliant Energy.
Wow. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. It's just a couple of weeks ago here in Minnesota, it wasn't really winter, and now it's really winter here. And I was reading some of the ads that we were doing, and there's a lot of great information that Alliant's putting out there. And one of the things I hope to talk to you about today is, one, what you guys do, and two, a little helpful hints. Do you mind filling our audience in on what you do and where Alliant is?
Absolutely. And to your point, I just got back from Mexico, so we're not in Kansas anymore, right? Coming back to the frigid cold, you're reminded you are in Wisconsin too. And so we are super excited to partner with you, Robert, on this radio show, but also just engage our tribal community members. For those of you that don't know us, we have service in both Iowa and Wisconsin. And my role at Alliant Energy is to work with our non-traditional stakeholders to look at the work that we do in various sectors, in looking at our environmental justice, how we invest in our communities, and most recently our broadband efforts to bridge the digital divide. And I know as future shows come on, hopefully I can come back, if you welcome me back, to come back and talk to you about some of those initiatives as well.
Well, and I know with a lot of CARES money out there, too, that our tribe is dealing with broadband issues along with energy, and we hope to really work diligently with you and your organization very soon. So let's talk a little bit about what we can do as people. I know I read a few of the things, and it was like one of the interesting things is about energy is I have a whole bunch of things plugged in my home studio. Can we talk a little bit about the trickle energy and you're using a lot of energy, even though you're not think you're using a lot of energy?
Absolutely. And I mean, it obvious, I think most people know, right? The colder it gets outside, right? The more energy your home will need to keep itself warm. But there are other ways that we invest in energy. So every time you have, you know, just a plug that you just leave out there to charge your phone, takes up energy, your computer, toasters, anything, humidifiers, right? It's winter and your homes get dry. They suck up a lot of energy. And I think just being conscious of how you can protect yourself to watch your energy bill. Even though winter's here, it still can be sunny and deceiving outside. So open your window blinds, because that's natural sunlight allows you to kind of naturally heat your home. And, you know, some interesting facts is, and I'll just share them. And so it's just three simple temperatures that if we can remember, if it's 68 degrees outside, your furnace doesn't turn on. So there's no, if you will, heating bill. If the furnace or if the temperature outside gets to 48, your furnace kind of kicks in a little bit, but it's a lower energy bill or heating bill. And then if it's 8 degrees outside, that's how kind of like it ramps up. So you're monitoring the outside temperature with your internal temperature in your home. So that's why I say if you can remember to unplug things that you're not using in the moment. And I always like to keep my blinds because I need that natural light in my life. Makes me feel like I'm somewhere tropical, even though when you walk outside, it's like, oh my God, it's 8 degrees or 10.
I know Wendy, my wife Wendy is in New York right now, and she turns the temperature down to 65 and when we go to sleep. And that really, just those couple degrees when you're going to sleep really make a difference, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, naturally your body heats up when you sleep. And so, you know, to get a restful sleep, you know, kind of regulating your kind of like your body levels with your house levels. So 65 to 67 is the ideal temperature to turn your thermals at when you go at night. Everybody's different. Everybody's body's different, but that's the sweet spot I've found and we've been told.
Grisella, what Robert failed to tell you is that we also have two dogs and a cat that join us in our bed to keep us warm at night. So there's that too.
I have a small mini weenie dog and he joins me and he is a heater. Yeah. He is a very warm heater.
Exactly.
And they love to burrow and huddle with you.
Exactly.
So talk a little bit. Ogama put up kind of the map of where you guys are. I see your Wisconsin area, Iowa. Where else is Alliant?
So we sort of run from Madison all the way through Cedar Rapids. So if you follow that highway in that line. And, you know, we service almost equally about a million customers or 2 million customers, half in each state. And so, you know, we have a large footprint in both states, but our demographic is traditionally low income minority communities. And so we are really rural as well. And so really finding ways to help all of our communities and customers, you know, manage their bills, but also give them the tools to build sustainable, stronger futures, if you will. And that's where our investments with our communities, our foundation, and some of where we choose to build some of our infrastructure. I think that's where we try to kind of have a footprint in the community and get to know our customers and those that serve our customers as well.
Later in the show, we have Bob Blake with Solar Bear, and he always brings in the solar news, and we talk about what's happening new. One of the things that I'm interested in is, you know, the tribal to government. And he always talks about if you as a nation, as a tribal nation, are trying to do some solar or something, it's always good to talk to your partners first, not to surprise them, but to work in harmony. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, so my role is brand new to the company, even though my boss always says, you're not new anymore. You've been here a year and 2 months. But I'm like, I'm still new and still learning. But that is kind of the goal, right? I think to have successful partnerships with any community, you have to get to know them, work with them. And I think it works both ways. We wouldn't want to show up at your doorstep without having had a communication, a conversation about who we are. Can you trust us? And I think that's relationship building 101 is trust. You know, and I think, you know, if we're in the business of building and we come to your home, we would definitely want you to be aware, right? And vice versa. If there are things that there's a need within your tribal communities that we can be a part of and it's in the footprint, We definitely want to partner, but also it's the right thing to do. We're really focused on some of our environmental justice efforts. If anyone watched the news today, right, President Biden announced, you know, his plans for 2050, and we are in line to making sure that we're building a cleaner, sustainable world for many generations to come.
Right, exactly. The planet will always be here. It's the humans that will disappear. So the sooner we think that, and companies like yours that are leading the way, we don't have to wait for the government. And it's usually these companies or entrepreneurs that really lead the way in clean energy and in the new economy. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And sustainability, right? I mean, we can't think of things as a quick fix. We have to think about long-term investments and partnerships. And, you know, I know we'll talk later about broadband, but when I think about the infrastructure bill, right, I think we're looking at that those funds, but also how do we ensure that those funds or those investments stay long-term in those communities? Because as you know, anyone knows government, right? Sometimes it's the flavor of the day that gets the funding.
Exactly. And I think we're all heading towards, you know, being fossil fuel free. And I think it just makes sense. And it's really exciting to see companies like yours talking about that, wind and solar. And you know, these car industries are moving towards electric cars quicker than the government's supposed to be forcing them. So it's really exciting to see, you know, those kind of things happening, you know, because the businesses are leading the way and not the government, which is pretty interesting.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that I love about Alliant is that it really does, you know, take that mantra that we have of caring for our customers. And so to bring back, you know, sort of how do we make sure we help our customers, you know, we have tools to help our customers manage their bills. We try to educate through our key account managers on, you know, individuals to read their bills, but also we just like to be active in the community and figure out, you know, where we can be of service. And so, you know, I think to your point is just having that continuous dialogue, keeping our eye on the prize and a pulse on what's going on is equally a great business decision for us to continue to do.
Hey, Wendy, we got a minute and a half left. Do you have a quick question before we go?
I do have a quick question. We use a different energy company just where we are. Mm-hmm. But what this company does is people who can afford to can pay a little extra every month in their own bill, where that money will go to help people who don't have money to pay their energy bills. Does Alliant provide anything like that?
We do. And also us as employees, we can contribute to that as well. And I think that goes back to, you know, if you can help in any way, people that are in different situations, I think it goes a long way to pay it forward. And I believe in karma. And I think everything comes back, you know, when you do something for others. And I think also we work closely with some of our legislators and some of our arrears forgiveness programming. Last year, on December 17th, we forgave $5 million worth of bills because we know COVID also had an impact on people in their lives. And so we're not naive to that. We have payment plans, ways to monitor, but also just ways that we can contribute and help.
Well, I want to say this went really well, and I appreciate you stopping
in.
No, it was excellent, and it's going to be a great partnership, and we really appreciate you stopping in, and hopefully we'll see you in a couple weeks, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Wendy, Robert, and everyone joining and listening. Have a blessed day.
You too. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to Jay Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at Jay Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hamidakyapi, Ruben Amakiapi, Gamaza Aditi Hemie. I'm Ruben, and I'm a recording artist. COVID cases are still high in Indian country. Even if you're a younger person, you're still at risk for getting COVID or spreading it to friends, family, elders, teachers, and classmates. Right now, anyone over the age of 12 is eligible for a COVID vaccine. The vaccines will protect you from severe illness and make it much less likely that you'll spread COVID to others. Plus, there's more great reasons to get vaccinated. All Minnesota teens between ages of 12 to 17 that completed their two-dose vaccine series in 2021 are eligible to enter a drawing for a $100,000 college scholarship. So protect yourself and others by getting vaccinated. You may even win some cash or a college scholarship. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov. Get vaccinated and don't miss this great opportunity for a college scholarship. 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hi, Minnesota. Stephanie Miller here. Join me every weekday morning from 8 to 11 for a humorous look at politics and current events on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
For too long, American Indian tribes have faced a competitive disadvantage when litigating against powerful forces. With its American Indian law and policy practice, Robbins Kaplan, LLP, seeks to redefine excellence for high-stakes litigation in Indian country. They have worked hand-in-hand with tribes to implement the Tribal Law and Order Act, fighting against diminishment of tribal lands and natural resources, and improving public safety on reservations. The Robbins Kaplan American Indian Law and Policy Practice serves tribes and individuals on commercial, government investigations, agency and tribal boundary disputes, as well as personal injury. Founded and led by former United States attorneys Brendan Johnson and Tim Purdon, their American Indian Law and Policy Practice exists to bring justice to tribal clients whose claims in the past have been dismissed or ignored due to their underdog status. If you or your tribe are facing legal issues, contact RobbinsKaplan.com or call toll-free at 1-800-553-9910.
Hi, Don from Wisco Home Goods here. Jeremy and I handcraft our 100% non-toxic candles from locally sourced materials in our Madison, Wisconsin facility. Wisco Home Goods candles come in a variety of unique blends and scents that you're sure to love. Add a little warmth to your home as the days get colder with one of our Midnight Cypress or Up North candles. Order at WiscoHomeGoods.com. Natural, healthy, nourishing candles and more at WiscoHomeGoods.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Tonight, cloudy with temperatures around 27, then an early chance of snow on Thursday gives way to sunshine with a high of 38. This holiday season, give your loved one a unique gift from one of our unique AM 950 advertisers. Find our list of advertisers at am950radio.com.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Yeah, hey, Bob, we just had Alliant Energy on, and they're one of our new sponsors out of Wisconsin and Iowa, and it was great to have some information to talk to them about the things that you always talk about here in Native Roots Radio, like the partners. You have to partner with these companies in order to really take big steps in the energy business, right?
Yeah. Who's on from Alliant Energy? Was John Lewis on?
No. Griselda was her name. She's working
Griselda
in
Griselda Aldrich.
Yeah.
She's the director.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Outreach director of tribes and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They're the energy companies are getting on board on this, Robert. So that's pretty exciting how, you know, they're taking an interest in, you know, renewable energy projects in tribal country. And, you know, they're starting to pay attention. I think it's awesome. And we need to have a say in what's happening with the energy infrastructure, you know, for not only for our people, but, you know, like I always say, Rob, you know, you hear me say it a lot of time. But, you know, for the planet also.
Right. Hey, before we get too farther into Solar Bear with the Solar Bear News, I want to throw out my condolences for your friend that you worked with when you worked with Prince that just passed away. You know, your buddy that, you know, I want to give you a quick shout out because I know you guys worked together and when you worked with Prince.
Yeah. Me and Brother Jules, we were pretty tight. All of us, you know, we were on the road. And we're all from the Twin Cities. So all we had was each other out there. You know what I mean? When we're traveling and stuff like that. So, you know, we became pretty tight. And I actually knew him for a long time. He hired me for a lot of his events too, because he would have events down at the convention center and stuff like that. So he was just a really good guy. And, you know, so sad to see him. He was so young, you know,
yeah.
I mean, and,
yeah.
And so I just couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was like, wow, you know, but yeah, he was a really good guy and you know, rest in peace. But yeah, you know, you have those really good friends that you met through the years or, you know, you work with through the years and now you see them 10, 15 years later and they're passing on. It's just, it's kind of sad, Robert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I'm at that age right now too, where I do see, friends passing away at too young. So,
yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
What do you got going on? What's happening in the solar and wind? We forget to, because you don't have a business called Bob Blake's Wind Energy. We always talk about solar, but I know what's going on in the community with those two entities that you can educate our audience with.
Yeah, check this out, Robert. This is an interesting story. So the U.S. coal stockpiles had a month over month decrease of 4.8%. So reaching 80 million tons in September, this is the lowest level of U.S. coal stockpile ever recorded in month-to-month records. So meaning that we're not using as much coal anymore. We're not burning as much coal in the United States anymore because of the use of renewable energy. So I think that's great news that this country isn't using as much coal anymore. We're starting to use more and more of renewable energy, and that means that we're building more renewable energy, you know? So I think that's a really big story, Robert, and that should be celebrated because we all know that we can't be putting more carbon in the air. We can't be putting any type of, coal. So, you know, I think that's a great story.
Hey, yeah, Wendy's got a quick question. I think either that or she was waving at me.
I don't really ever think of coal. It seems so old-fashioned to me. We have old houses in our neighborhood, and you could still see that they have, like, the coal chute at the bottom of their house where they would come and deliver it. But where else do they use coal mostly? I mean, I don't even know. Am I dumb?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah. You want to know what's interesting, Wendy, is that the energy companies have contracts that they've bought. They've bought in 30 years of coal, essentially. And what they do is they sell us that energy at that price, right? And that's what they use to basically for us to turn on our lights, right? And so what's happening then is that because we have more renewable energy coming online, that we're using less of that coal now. We're burning less of it because there's more renewable energy being used. And that is a really good thing for the environment and for, like, all of us, because, you know, when that coal goes up in there, it has to come down somewhere, and it usually sets in our rivers, you know, and that's why you see those high mercury spikes, you know, in our fish and our walleye.
Acid rain.
Exactly. Acid rain. And like we say, Robert, you know, Native people always say everything is connected. And so, like, that is one of the big things that, you know, if we could decrease our use, our amount of use or need for coal, you know, by using renewable energy, then that's just good for the environment and good for the planet.
Exactly. Hey, Robert, we're here with Robert Blake of Solar Bear and with the Solar News, and we're all excited. He always has great insights. And I'll tell you, I've really learned a lot from you over the years, Bob. So thank you so much for your reports.
Oh, yeah. And Robert, we've got another really cool story here, and this is out of California. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is a California nonprofits are issuing $2 billion in bonds, renewable energy bonds, to buy 30 years of renewable energy. So they're purchasing bonds, 30 years of energy, and so they're buying it at like the market rate right now, right? And they're going to recoup those savings over the next 30 years. I think this is a really smart thing. And I think that this should be being able to be deployed in other states. I think you're going to see this, Robert, happening in the rest of the 49 states. This is a really cool story. Mm-hmm. And it's actually in utilitydive.com. But I think Minnesota needs to do this too. Offer up these bonds around renewable energy so we can build solar projects. We can purchase renewable energy at this price. And Wendy, to your question, this is exactly the same. This is exactly the same process behind buying coal. It's the same exact thing, mm-hmm. except for it's renewable energy. And so it's solar. People are buying solar now at this price. They're going to pay a fixed price over the next 30 years. And they're selling it on the market now in California. I'd like to see that happening here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Do you feel like, you know, we talked through the beginning of COVID and the lockdown, and in the process of talking that long, Bob, we have seen prices go down. There are still prices going down, whether it's batteries, whether people are figuring other ways to do things. So the price of poker is really going down too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Robert, like, you know, it's the main thing right now is just supply chain, right? It's like just being able to get the stuff off the, you know, ships, you know, onto the trains, onto the you know, semi trucks and get it out into, you know, the market. That's really where the holdup is right now. And so, you know, but you know, all this is coming, you know, and of course you see all the ships that are lined up in these ports right now, with everybody's Christmas goods and, you know, so solar panels and like other equipment get caught up in that. Right. And so, all the equipment's there, it just needs to be distributed now. So it's all just a distribution issue right now,
right.
But exactly. Well, you are correct though. The price of all these products have come down so dramatically that, you know, it's just going to continue to keep on coming down. And so that's what's really exciting.
Right. And, you know, with the prices going down, more people will be using it. And I'm totally stoked and excited to hear that. So do you got anything else here? We got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Last story here. They're going to be 10,000 electric buses are going to be converted. School buses are going to be converted to electric, or they're going to be built over the next 5 years for schools in North America. So you're going to see a big influx of electric buses going to schools. And I think this is great because this means cleaner air for our kids and cleaner air for our communities. And that's what I'm really about here. Why I really am behind this. And, you know, Robert, the thing is that we have the technology, we have the policies, we have everything now. It's just all about deployment, right? It's deployment, yeah. Everyone that's listening. We need to deploy all this now so we can stir the market to start moving along. And that's the whole idea behind the electric vehicle charging network. That's mm-hmm. the whole idea behind all this. We got to deploy.
And it sounds like you are. And I just want to make a quick comment before we let you go. And that's with all those like cargo ships out there, just remember Native Roots Trading Post has native made rugs, native made everything. And it's right here. You don't have to wait for it. Come on down to the store.
Was that a good plug or not, Robert?
I think that's an awesome plug. I got to get down there and buy some stuff, man. I want to go down there and check out the store.
Yeah. Hey, 10% discount, native discount. Don't say anything about it.
You got me. Sold. But that's the Solar News with the Solar Bear, Robert.
Wow. Well, we really appreciate you and appreciate you coming in. And, you know, I appreciate you educating us, not only our audience, but us, you know, me and Wendy and Ogama. We can talk energy and make sense now. And plus, you're going to help my nation out here soon. We're going to be really doing a lot of great things with Solar Bear. And again, Petey Geegee for being on. Thank you so much.
Miigwech. See you next week.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And up next, our Sacred Animal section with Wendy. I can't wait to see what she's got to talk about today. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahare, which means distant thunder.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
You got the howl down.
Right on. That was good, Ogama. You're doing good today. I can see it in your face, everyone that's watching us here on Native Roots Radio. We got Ogama and Wendy and me. Wendy's in New York, and Ogama's up in the deep north where it's really cold and snowy. Wendy, so I want to introduce you. You do our native our sacred animal section here on Native Roots Radio. I'd see how I got that kind of mixed up. But why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you're going to talk about today?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name is Hana Jihi Hani, and that means cares for them. And as everyone knows, I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. He goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. And I am a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States. So I work on animal issues at the local and state level, which is my greatest joy and pleasure in doing. But I have breaking news here today from, and everybody knows also that I read quite often from A Humane World, which is Kitty Block's blog. And she is the president and CEO at the Humane Society of the United States. But we have a breaking undercover investigation which exposes puppies suffering in a New York City pet store. And this just came out today. I'm going to ask Ogama to play a video here in just a minute. But before we do this, I just want to start reading it and then I'll have Ogama. She's going to be playing a video, which is on YouTube, you can find it, which shows the investigation. You'll be able to read subtitles, and you'll be able to read what the investigators are talking to the employees about what's going on with these puppies in the pet store. So you can go ahead and play that, Ogama, while I just read along. Since our undercover footage is now in the hands of New York City authorities, we can reveal what our investigation team discovered over the course of 6 weeks at a pet store called American Kennels on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Between October and early December, our investigator documented heartbreaking mistreatment of the shop's puppies, many of whom were persistently sick. While undercover, our investigations repeatedly asked management to take one terribly ill toy golden doodle to a veterinarian for urgent care. Instead, she was left alone in a cage in the store sick room for most of the holiday weekend. And on Sunday, following Thanksgiving, the puppy was found dead in her cage. Our investigators turned their findings over to local authorities, and the city is currently reviewing our evidence. Now, when I say evidence, I'm talking about the Humane Society of the United States. Other puppies were suffering with symptoms of upper respiratory infections, skin disease, hair loss, and discharge from eyes, nose, or ears. But most of the sick dogs were only being treated with adduct remedies in the store, including force feeding, subcutaneous fluids, and medicated baths. Some of the sick puppies were kept in a cold basement room, hidden from the public view. Others were kept in cages that were far too small. Sometimes the puppies were found standing in cages that were smeared with feces from end to end. One customer who paid $4,000 for a sick chihuahua at American Kennels came back to the store after having a sick pup treated by the store's haphazard methods. The puppy was still sick. The customer railed against the store for selling sick dogs to customers while store personnel desperately tried to quiet her. What we witnessed at American Kennels is heartrending, but sadly not rare. In 2017, another Humane Society of the United States investigation of a Manhattan pet store called Chelsea Kennel Club found similar mistreatment and led to the store closing down a few months later. The store's former owners were eventually fined approximately $4 million for failing to provide proper care to sick dogs and for knowingly selling sick puppies to the public. Many other pet stores in New York have been fined or investigated by local authorities for similar issues. We're asking authorities to check out some of the other sick puppies at the American Kennel store. These poor dogs include a Shih Tzu with signs of severe skin infection and hair loss, who have been in the store more than a month with no improvement and has been kept in the cold basement. There's also a dachshund who was coughing for weeks, and a Pomeranian, Corgi, Maltese, Jack Terrier, and many other dogs with signs of upper respiratory infections and nasal discharge who didn't seem to be receiving proper care, many of whom were in the public areas of the store and available for customers to purchase as of December 3rd, the last day of our investigation, who worked in the store until that day. Our researchers also linked the store to documented puppy mills, including at least three breeders who were previously listed in our horrible 100 report, which exposed puppy mills. They also uncovered suspected violations of city law, an apparent violation of New York City pet shop law. American Kennels purchased puppies from at least three brokers, resellers, who hold B licenses with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. City law requires pet stores to purchase dogs only from licensed breeders, not brokers. So what can we do to help? I want everybody who's listening who lives in New York or anybody who has ever purchased a dog or a sick dog from a pet store to go on the Humane Society website, and you can fill out an online form, and they will investigate the pet stores. New York's can urge their lawmakers to support an end to the sale of puppies in pet stores statewide. And we're seeing this over and over again, and even in Minnesota. Slowly but surely, we're having city by city adopt these ordinances. And there's also states in the United States who do not allow the sale of puppies from puppy mills. So if you decide to purchase from a breeder, make sure to visit the breeder in person. Responsible breeders never sell their puppies online or through pet stores because they don't want them to end up at places like American Kennels.
Wow. Those videos were horrific as you were reading that, Wendy.
Yeah, if anybody could not watch along, you could go on Kitty Block's blog, A Humane World, and it's from today's breaking news, and you can watch that video and even read the conversation between the investigator and the employees of that pet store to see what actually happened.
Jennifer said, need this info on public websites for sure, you know. Mm-hmm.
Could find out any, that's why we always say, please do not shop, please adopt. And, you know, this is all about money. These pet stores are there to make money. They are not there to, you know, treat sick puppies or bring them to the vet. In the investigation, the investigator was asking the employee, when are you bringing this dog to the vet? This puppy is sick. It's hardly breathing. You know, when are you bringing it to the vet? And the employee straight out said, no, we don't bring the dogs to the vet. The vet costs money. Why would they do that? It would get into their profits. So the dogs are really just left, and they're, you know, the pet stores just use, you know, mediocre, holistic type, things to help the puppy, but nothing really works. And dogs die this way.
Wow. Yeah, I hear you. Hey, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. Thanks to Bob Blake, Griselda, Wendy, and Ogamo. We're the seventh generation.